Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Chuck Cox. Chuck is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. How are you today, Chuck?
Doing great.
Good to hear. Chuck, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
I probably have your typical investing background, you know, put money in the 401ks and kind of do what you're told and stash away and hope that it does well. And I've been doing that for a while, and I would say 20 years of my working career, and I haven't seen the returns that I really need to see or where they need to be, you know, in the future. So, I've always liked real estate. The very first house I bought turned out to be just my personal home, turned out to be a really good deal, and hit a dinger with that one. And so I turned to real estate.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to get started investing in real estate and how you built up your education as far as real estate investing is concerned?
Yeah, like I said, I always had the bug in my ear, and was successful in my first residential property, and then moved to Houston and found out about a real estate investing group here in Houston, a mentor group that really provides a lot of education and a lot of support. And so I really just dove right into that.
Okay.
And learned as much as I could, and didn't jump right into buying something right away, but I tried to learn as much as I could, and then kind of eased into it.
Okay. And I'm sure, as you know, for everybody else that's out there, there's real estate investing groups probably in every city. If you can just type into Google, you know, your local city and, you know, real estate investing groups, I'm sure you can find plenty of, you know, support that way. Chuck, can you tell us how many properties you looked at before deciding on the one you chose?
I be honest, I can't give you a number, but it was probably, I would say, 40 to 50. And that was just, you know, scanning MLS, looking at foreclosures and fighting that foreclosure bidding war game and stuff, and I was just getting nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I looked at a bunch.
Okay. I know in our conversation earlier you mentioned that you lost out on a bid on the first property that you had found.
Yeah, the one that we're discussing today, I lost it. It was a foreclosure on MLS, and everybody and their brother was looking at it and bidding on it, and it was just the next street over. And really, after doing this for, you know, really, really ready to buy for about 2.5-3 months, just spinning my wheels and really getting frustrated, I said, I've got to do something different. This is not working. I'm not getting anywhere. So I knew my high schools was out there, and just started, you know, joined the elite membership, and it wasn't long before I found this house.
And would you say it was much easier as far as the bidding process and closing on this deal as opposed to previous deals in the past?
Oh, much easier. We had this deal done within 24 hours.
Chuck, what made you choose to buy this particular property?
Well, it's real close to where I live, so I know the neighborhood and the area pretty well. And when I saw it come up, I knew it was going to be a hot property. So I had no reservations or anything about bidding on it without seeing it, because I knew the area so well. It just happened to be this particular situation. And so I just moved forward with it quickly.
Okay. What are your plans for this deal?
As I'm learning this, you know, and getting more into this, every house has a story and every house is particular. And this one's in a certain area where rents are high, as well as it's a high demand area for resale. So there's enough margin in this deal where I've actually almost got the rehab done, and I might put a few more dollars in it and sell it. So I'm kind of on the fence.
If you plan on selling, or if you decide to sell, since I know you said you're kind of on the fence about this as of right now, but if you plan on selling, or if you decide to do that, what is your plan for selling it quickly in the market, as opposed to what is your plan for renting it quickly if you decide to go that avenue?
Well, I do have some relationships and friends that are realtors and brokers that are in the business. And we've negotiated a deal on the side to, you know, to have them either rent it for me or list it for me. But I think just normal, if you're going to sell it, I think that you've got to put it out there you know, if you're going to sell a retail property, a rehab, you know, up to speed property, then my personal opinion is put it, you know, with a realtor in MLS.
That way you get lots of exposure.
Right, right. Versus, you know, as I bought it, it's a distressed home and it needs some help and, it would never make it on MLS. So.
Chuck, can you tell us how you financed your purchase and would you recommend that avenue for other investors?
Yeah, I decided to use a hard money loan to do the property because there was enough in there to for the purchase price and some repairs. So I like using as little money of my own money as possible.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people pay cash for them. Some people finance their house and get equity out of their own personal residence. I think it comes down to what you can stomach. but I like the idea of using as little money possible, as my own money as possible. So you got to investigate always, but that's the way I went.
How did you go about finding a hard money lender and how was that process?
Well, I did it through going back to the investor group that I'm involved with. Real estate investment group, and there's a lot of the group is so large and a lot of credibility within that group that there's vendors associated with it, so they come with good references in that way. So that's how I found it.
On the property that you just purchased, doing all the repairs and things, how were you able to locate reliable contractors, and were you able to keep them on schedule and on budget?
Yeah, again, going back to the real estate investor group and the approved, you know, vendors that are within it. I can't tell you how valuable this group's been. And, you know, just with everything that's involved with, you know, again, the referrals and if a contractor messes up in this group and doesn't say what he's going to do, it's going to get around fast. So the credibility factor is there, and I would strongly suggest anybody who's new to this or even not, and they're having problems with contractors or finding lenders or whatnot to get with some people that are experienced with it and you know, lean on them and find out the best ways to get things done.
I think that all of the things that you're saying about your real estate investing group have really just kind of nailed the point of how important it is to establish rapport with other investors and to communicate and to network and get advice from other people that have, you know, gone through the same thing that you're going through. So that's really good advice for other people.
Absolutely.
Do you mind sharing with us your purchase price, your estimated cost of repairs, and the ARV on this property?
Sure. I got the property under contract for $116,000. The wholesaler actually estimated the repairs at 15, but we got it done for 12,000.
Good job.
Not really cutting any corners or anything. His numbers may have been a little off, but we got the property back up to speed, and the after repaired value was 155, so that left me with, you know, 27 net on the deal. So, like I said, there's enough in there with me where I'm comfortable. I might put some more money into it and sell it. I'm not sure. They're actually cleaning it up as we speak today, and I'm going to do the final walkthrough this afternoon. But that's the nuts and bolts of the, you know, the numbers.
If you did decide to rent it out, how much would you rent it out for?
Going rents for this house and this neighborhood is $1,500 a month. So if I rented it, I would be clearing a little over $500 a month.
When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying those after repair values, the cost of repairs, and whether or not you were paying a good price at the $116,000 for the initial purchase?
Again, I just know the area well enough. And I, that's another thing I would suggest to anybody getting into it. know the neighborhood, because you could strike an offer pretty quick if you know the neighborhoods and you know where you're looking and you kind of know the houses, versus if you don't, you might spend a day or two trying to figure it out and the house might be gone. It may or may not, but I would become real particular and target your areas. But I knew kind of what the rough number would be, and what he was asking. I figured there was enough, there was enough cushion in there to where it was off a few thousand, I would still be okay. Ultimately I got an appraisal done with the lender and came in exactly right about where I thought it would be. So, and as far as the repairs and whatnot, working with the contractor, walking the property and getting the line item on things and going through every one of them, we were able to keep everything right where we thought it was supposed to be. And he was in and out of there in a week and a half.
Okay, Chuck, can you give us any advice as far as, you said this was your first deal. Do you have any advice for new investors that are just starting out, or any mistakes that you've made that we could prevent other people from making, or just any general advice?
I think I alluded to it a while ago. I was spinning my wheels. You think when you're getting into a foreclosure, that's the deal, and it's on the MLS, and because everybody's looking at it. It's not necessarily that way, and it takes a long time to get those deals closed, multiple offers and things like that. I'm sure there's probably some of those out there. I was unsuccessful at it, and when I changed gears and used my house deals as a resource, things turned around real quick. So I would consider all resources. My house deals is a great, great one. Learn from others who know how to do it. Now, I think that's true with anything, and that's what I've done, getting into real estate investing. I think the average person thinks, well, I'm going to buy this house, I'm going to hold on to it for 5 years, hope the price goes up. Well, that's the same thing that you're doing in the stock market. You're just buying a stock and hoping it goes up. But my house deals and, these kind of things, you can find discounted houses that need a little work. And, that's investing. That's investing your time and your money on it and seeing things happen. So again, I would just, find a mentor, find somebody who's doing this, whether it's a group or somebody locally and learn as much as you can.
I think that's really great advice. I think we've got a lot of really good tips here for other newbie investors such as yourself. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.